Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
The House of Representatives just passed the SECURE Act, which stands for setting every community up for retirement enhancement. It could mean big changes to the way you plan and save for retirement, especially when it comes to IRAs and 401ks. Individual retirement accounts, or IRAs, are a way to defer taxes to save for the future. However, tax deferred means you have not yet paid taxes on this retirement money. At 70 and a half, IRS mandates that you take a required minimum distribution. And at the time of that distribution, the IRA owner will pay taxes at the current income tax bracket until the account is fully withdrawn. For anyone who's concerned about required minimum distributions, the SECURE Act contains a provision that raises the age for required minimum distributions from 70 and a half to 72. This means that you can put off taking your required minimum distributions while you're still making contributions to your IRA until your 72nd birthday. While this aspect of the SECURE Act content looks good for retirees, there's always a catch or a flip side. Any inherited IRA would have to be completely withdrawn within a 10-year period. Currently, inherited IRAs can be stretched over your heir's life expectancy opposed to yours. Adding this accelerated required minimum distribution schedule to your heir's income may push them into a higher tax bracket, creating a burden instead of an asset you intended for your beneficiaries. What is so suspicious about this proposal is employees would be allowed to offer certain types of annuities in their 401k plans. At this point, there has been no specifics given on what exact types of annuities, other than they would be used to provide a steady stream of income throughout retirement. I suspect and believe this proposal could lead to a money grab by the federal government, where they take over your retirement accounts, replace them with a guaranteed income stream, and call it an annuity. The SECURE Act has strong support from both parties, so it's only a matter of time before some version of it becomes law, and we find out if it really will be setting every community up for a retirement enhancement or setting the federal government up for a retirement enhancement. Now would be a good time to speak to a retirement phase expert who can successfully guide your retirement nest egg through these expected legislative changes and protect it from such a power grab.
Crash Proof Retirement LLC is not licensed to sell securities, nor do they recommend securities to anyone at any time. Any interviews conducted by Retirement Media, Inc. are not to be considered endorsements.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Studios in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, this is the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, a production of Retirement Media, Inc. Now, Phil Cannella.
And greetings, ladies and gentlemen, right here from our Crash Proof Studios. How is everyone doing? And I can see how you're doing, Joanne Small. You're looking very beautiful, and you are a courageous woman to stand beside me and help change the way the financial system is stacked against people in retirement.
I'm going to change that. I'm a very proud woman. I'm proud to stand beside you and help people understand the importance of what is happening in the financial industry and to their retirement nest egg. So you have to bring the truth. You don't just trust. We say you verify.
And we don't just, yes, we do, Small, and we don't just bring the truth and lay it on the table. We wail the truth.
Sort of truth.
Through that sort of truth. And none other than rounding out our table today, Mr. Bob, that's Bob Bambera,
Bob,
with us today. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Phil. Thank you. Good morning, Joanne. Looking forward to another great Crash Proof Retirement Show today.
You're listening to a one-of-a-kind Crash Proof Retirement Show. We are the originators. There are a lot of imitators out there, so you do have to be careful. I am Phil Cannella, creator of the Crash Proof Retirement System that has ensured peace of mind for over 5,000 consumers in and around our area. Now, every Crash Proof Retirement System is customized for each Crash Proof consumer that comes through our education process, and they are guaranteed never to lose money during any market downturn, let alone a market crash. Every cent of a Crash Proof consumer's money earns interest that becomes a permanent part of your principal. It becomes an instantly realized addition when the market goes up in this Crash Proof system of ours to your accounts and principals until you decide to take your money. Nothing else can ever take away your interest increased in these crash-proof vehicles. And that's because they are earned in your crash-proof account, and it is credited as interest and not a gain. Gains come from Wall Street's risk investments. Interests come from safe alternatives outside of Wall Street. And for many years, you had to risk to get reward. But that's changed. That all changed in 1995 when these crash-proof vehicles came out. And now you don't have to risk to get reward. Remember, if your savings is invested in stocks, mutual funds, and bonds, and then your money is always at risk until you're able to sell it off. It's not your money in a stock, bond, or mutual fund until you sell and put it in your interest-bearing account. Your gains are not realized in securities until you really do cash out, ladies and gentlemen. And don't leave the Wall Street casino floor. As long as you're on Wall Street with these vehicles, you're at risk. We have a fiduciary responsibility that's required to every client. That means we have an ethical responsibility and a legal requirement to put our clients' best interest first and no one else's.
Are you surprised to hear that Wall Street is not required to have a fiduciary responsibility? Phil had the opportunity of speaking with Lou Harvey, the CEO of Dalbar Corporation, the nation's leading financial service market research firm. Here's the real reason why Wall Street is not held to a fiduciary responsibility.
Lou Harvey, in every industry, it is required to have a fiduciary responsibility to hold a professional license, meaning that you have to put the consumer's interest first before your own self-serving professional interest. Why doesn't Wall Street and their advisors operate under the same fiduciary responsibility?
Congress receives major campaign contributions from Wall Street. Surprisingly, Wall Street is not operationally set up to handle a fiduciary relationship. Too expensive to replace all of my compensation systems, retrain all of my people, reinvent procedures and practices, invent new selling mechanisms. The whole structure that's been built over the last 100 years would have to be turned on end. And that's the thing they fear the most. If I have to replace my entire factory, the business is not worth it to me.
The business is not worth it to Wall Street if they have to put your interests first. Wall Street's advisors are trying to make as much money as they can from your nest egg. Whether your account makes money or loses money, they are making money. They take the commission and you're taking the fees. Crash-proof vehicles are not securities, and therefore there is no risk to them, but you still can earn double-digit returns. They're not subject to market risk and uncertainty, corruption, or the lack of a fiduciary responsibility that exists only on Wall Street. We are not licensed to sell securities, nor would we ever recommend them to investors in and near retirement.
At Crash Proof Retirement, we have eliminated the conflict of interest that exists on Wall Street because our design team is paid a set salary and does not receive commissions based on what crash-proof vehicles they recommend. Using the exclusive crash-proof retirement system, our mission is to create a custom fit guide that accomplishes your specific financial goals and allows you to have peace of mind throughout your retirement.
And what is peace of mind worth to you in your retirement years after working a lifetime? Well, in 2013, we did exactly that for Rich and Alicia Boyle from Sonneton, Pennsylvania. Here is Mr. and Mrs. Boyle.
The returns that we've gotten has lessened a lot of anxiety about the market. It allows you to sleep at night and takes a lot of worry out of all your investment strategies, where you're going. That seems to solidify everything.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here at Crash Proof Retirement, we bring you unbiased, objective financial news unlike any other Main Street media. Main Street media is still confused over what annuities are. It continues to give bad retirement advice. On the Crash Proof Retirement Show, we are constantly on the outlook for bad retirement advice coming from Main Street media. Very often, people in and near retirement believe what they're seeing or hearing simply because it's news coming out of their TVs or radios. As an example of this common retirement misinformation people are hearing, here's what happened last week. I'm listening to the radio in my car, and I heard a mutual fund advisor giving advice on annuities. The mutual fund advisor asked by a caller, what investment would you recommend that would give me an annual return of 5%? Would it be an annuity? Be a good idea. Their response to the caller from the mutual fund expert was this: do not buy an annuity. Do not put an annuity inside your IRA. It's totally unnecessary. Find out how much money in commissions you would pay for an annuity. What kind of flexibility, liquidity is available within an annuity, inferring that money is tied up in an annuity and cannot be retrieved. When you listen to a mutual fund salesman that doesn't have to put your interests first, how do you know, as a caller, that you're getting sound advice or you're getting a sales pitch? First of all, we've been through this over and over again on the Crash Proof Retirement Show. Whenever I hear a mutual fund advisor, a newspaper, or any media outlet confusing people on annuities, I feel an obligation to clear up the confusion. Let's do it right now. An annuity is an income stream. Look it up in Webster's Dictionary. An annuity is fixed interval payments made over time. That is an income stream. When you hear the word annuity, it's an income stream. It's a pension. It's a Social Security check. These are fixed intervals over time. It's a lottery winning and a payout over 20 years. Fixed interval payments made over time. So when you hear the word annuity, it is an income stream. And an income stream, you can't increase your income, you can't increase your pension, you can't increase your Social Security check. You're not going to increase that lottery payout. It's an income stream. An annuity has no principal to touch. There's no principal to touch with your Social Security check after you go through your month's money. You have to wait to the next month, the next fixed interval of payments to get more money. So with an annuity, it being an income stream, you can't increase your income. You cannot. You cannot touch principal. It simply is an income stream. Now, when someone talks to you about not getting an annuity, which you have to understand, there are different types. Never did the mutual fund advisor on the radio explain to the caller that there are many different types of annuities. These people called mutual fund salesmen and Wall Street advisors, they love to lump all annuities together and make you think it's a variable annuity, make you think that there's risk and fees and stay away. Meanwhile, these dogs are not letting you know that there are certain types of fixed, is the key word, fixed annuities that could be very good for one's retirement account. Why? Because a fixed annuity, the word fixed means you cannot lose principal. Fixed is a whole different class of assets that are outside of Wall Street's menu. So when you hear a mutual fund advisor steer you away from an annuity, that is the wolf dressed as Little Red Riding Hood trying to eat your account up.
I'm just so happy that this explanation as to what, you know, these advisors are telling you about annuities is being cleared up. They want to lump all these annuities into one big bucket, which is completely irresponsible.
They're trying to steer you away from a safe haven simply because there's no ongoing fees in something called a fixed annuity. But there's nothing but ongoing fees in something called a variable annuity. Often, mutual fund advisors give advice on annuities without explaining the differences and lumping them all together in one big slop bucket. I call this retirement deception, financial dishonesty. Let's clear it up once and for all. What kind of annuities are out there? What do they do? And if any of them are any good to fit your retirement plan? The fact is, there are several kinds of annuities, all of which serve a different purpose for their desired outcomes. There are fixed annuities. We just talked about that. Fixed annuities is a growth account in which you have an income if you wanted to convert it to an annuity. Converting an investment account into annuity, you're simply taking that growth bucket, that investment account, and you're turning it into an income stream. That's what annuities mean. Indexed annuities, another type of an annuity. These are called fixed indexed annuities. A fixed indexed annuity, again, comes out of the fixed asset class of investments. Your principal's fixed. You cannot lose your principal. But fixed indexed annuities, instead of following an interest rate environment, they're going to follow a market environment, but nonetheless, they're going to credit interest. And when you get credit and interest, ladies and gentlemen, into your retirement accounts, unlike a gain, it's realized. It's in there. There's something called a variable annuity. Now, that's the worst vehicle in the history of the world. So whenever you hear a mutual fund salesman talk about annuities in a bad way, whether he says variable annuities or not, he's talking about a variable annuity. Only a variable annuity has risk to your principal and many layer hidden fees. Often, the ongoing fees average around 4.5% to 5% each and every year. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We'll be right back after this break.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Crash Proof Retirement's one-of-a-kind, no-pressure educational process allowed Crash Proof consumers, John and Dawn Swiderski of Washington Township, New Jersey, to make an informed decision when presented with their custom-designed Crash Proof Retirement System.
There was never no pressure from Crash Proof Retirement. They gave you enough opportunity to go over it and, you know, make another appointment to meet them, have any appointments you want. We could have made more appointments if we wanted. If you're on the fence, I would urge you to go to a Crash Proof Retirement dinner or luncheon and listen to Phil and Joanne, hopefully make an appointment to talk to them again.
Questions were answered that we had, and it just seemed very open and easy to understand. It wasn't over our heads, and it really was a nice experience.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it's all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event happening on Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We sure do appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to be talking about how you can have a tax-proof future. Now, this goes along with our market crash prevention plan. If you're going to have a market crash prevention plan, it has to include making you tax-proof, or you wouldn't be crash-proof. Taxes take away your income. That's not being crash-proof. Our market crash prevention plan provides tax-free IRA growth. You are being crash-proof from losing principal, losing tax dollars. In our proprietary crash-proof retirement system, no one else has it. I developed it in 03, 04, and 05, and 06. Many people got involved in 06 and 07, including myself. I have a crash-proof system myself. And I can tell you, by the time I'm 69, I'm going to have a tax-free zone. I built within my crash-proof proprietary system, it's customized to what I wanted, as it would be for you or your family. I built a tax-free zone, and what that means for me in the future, I won't be affected by any tax increase by the federal government, not just during my life, not just during my spouse's life, and you know who that is, and not just during our spouse's life, but for three generations.
Right, for the kids.
I'm going to be tax-proof. I'm not going to have to worry about the federal government increasing taxes. I'm not going to have to trust Congress not to increase taxes. Now, simply put, there are many laws that have been out for quite a few years that many people don't know about because they're dealing with wealth managers. When you deal with a wealth manager, these folks are trained on risk management and how to manage their commissions. A risk manager manages risk. They don't know IRA law, 401k law. They know the basics. They know how to transfer those accounts. They know how to get those accounts into their accounts with transfers, but that's about all they know. They can't tell you how to have a tax-free 401k. They don't know how to tell you to have a tax-free IRA, nor can they tell you how to have long-term care without annual premiums, nor can they explain to you the exclusion ratio, which has been out for over 100 years by IRS. The exclusion ratio is a tax-favored income, and the only rule by IRS is this. You have to be 59 and a half or older, and you can enjoy a 10-year income, and 85% would be tax-free. Now, it has to be non-IRA accounts, and you do have to be 59 and a half or older. If you have an IRA account, if you have a 401k, if you have any type of retirement account, there's been a law out since 1997 that you don't have to pay taxes on those accounts. There's been a law out since 1997 that you could take money out of your 401k and not pay taxes, but you need to apply the law before you take money out of that 401k. These laws have existed now for 20 years. Why haven't you heard of them? This is a very much of a golden nugget that would really sit nice and gleamy and pretty. As they say, the bling inside your portfolio would be a tax-free growing retirement account. And it's there. It's there for the picking. It's there for you to absorb the knowledge. And the way you do that, ladies and gentlemen, is very simple. It's known as a Roth conversion. Back in 1997, Senator Roth came out with what he originally called his retirement daydream. They changed it to a Roth, naming it after the former Senator Roth. Right. Now, the Roth IRA came out in 1997, and I can say this. Your CPAs will poo-poo them. Your advisors will tell you you're going to pay taxes or you're too old. But a retirement phase advisor, Phil Cannella, will tell you you're never too old to have a tax-free legacy. Phil Cannella will tell you you'll pay taxes on what you owe today, but you will benefit for three generations and you'll beat IRS over that time period by not paying taxes. And Phil Cannella will tell you that you'll be tax-proof, tax-immune to any federal tax increase in the future for three generations. This is known technically as a Roth conversion. You see, many of us are not educated in IRAs. Most, I would say all people that I ask, what does IRA stand for? Even your advisor. Ask him. Ask her. Ask your advisor who's managing everything you worked for, what does the words IRA stand for? And I think you're going to be appalled and amazed at the same time because it does not stand for individual retirement account. That is absolutely wrong. If you get the publication, the 590 publication from IRS, you'll see without even turning the page, right on the cover in big font, it says individual retirement arrangement, not account. And what is the difference? An arrangement you can rearrange. And IRS often does by changing the law. An account you cannot rearrange, Joe.
Very true.
It's a contract.
Right.
But there's a funny thing about your individual retirement arrangement. If IRS can make arrangements and rearrangement, can you rearrange your own IRA? Absolutely yes. It is an individual retirement arrangement, and you as the owner of that, you can rearrange your own individual arrangement with IRS by exercising a little-known law that came out in 1997 called the Roth conversion. And to simply put it, A Roth conversion simply means that you take the taxes you owe in that retirement account currently and you pay IRS. It's like paying off a loan, a revolving credit loan. Instead of making minimum payments, just pay the thing off and you won't have any more minimum payments to make and you'll save yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars. And being a master IRA advisor, Joanne and I, and staying up with the IRA laws that change every single year since 1975, the first IRAs came out, these IRA laws from IRS change 300 to 500 times each year. And we get certified and train on these technicalities. I had the opportunity to interview in this country's leading researcher in retirement issues. Alicia Minnell spent 20 years as the senior vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. There she was a senior researcher for retirement issues for those 20 years. She then took the position as the top researcher in this country with Boston College. She is the prestigious director for the Center of Retirement Research Issues. Now here's Alicia, who's going to tell you what she thinks about Roths. Alicia Minnell, the leading and brightest mind in research. Do you think taxes are going up in this country income tax-wise?
Of course. They have to go up because our expenditures exceed our revenues at this point in time. And as we have an older population, it's going to become more expensive. And, you know, we have deficits and we're going to have to eventually raise taxes to cover them because I don't think anybody would really want all the things cut that would have to be cut to solve the problem on the expenditure side.
So let's talk about retirement accounts. We all have a partner in these retirement accounts called IRS, and income taxes go up. Are retirement accounts nothing less than IRS's savings accounts?
So these are tax deferred up to 70.5.
Correct.
The government has been a partner in this savings program. And my sense is it will probably remain as a partner going forward.
Meaning that they're going to be a part of that account. So my contention is when you take money and you put it into a 401k or any retirement account, isn't it so that you lose control, that you now take it on a partner called IRS? And even though at this point in time in our country, people are still the senior owner of this account, can't IRS raise taxes for those in the distribution mode over 70.5 and all of a sudden it could flip-flop and IRS can be the senior partner? Say like the tax rate was in the early 90s, a high of 55%?
If you think taxes are going up, and I think taxes are going up,
I agree.
You will do well in putting your money into a Roth. Pay taxes now, but they should be lower than what you're going to pay in the future.
And if you take this tax-free account known as a Roth and you put it into a crash-proof retirement proprietary system customized, not only can you have a tax-free income, ladies and gentlemen, but you can have your cake and eat it too. How so? How about you take a tax-free income from your crash-proof proprietary system with this Roth and never deplete your nest egg? As you're taking out your income tax-free, other components are adding to your nest egg, so you're never diminishing it. In fact, you're actually growing it as you're taking income from it, all while you have a foundation of safety, no loss of principal, all while you have no expenses, 100% of your money works for you 100% of the time, all while you have guarantees and certainties going into the second half of your life, and that's the part of the game that counts, the second half of your retirement future. If you agree with me with two questions, one, do you trust Congress? And two, do you think taxes are going up? If the answer to the first question is no, I don't trust Congress, and if the answer to the second question is yes, I believe taxes are going up, then I say take control of your retirement account, kick IRS to the curb. You now will be 100% in control, and this will be one of the best financial decisions you have ever made on your own or with any advice from anybody. Over the next 10 years, you will be absolutely tax-proof. Now, the only people, Joanne, that shouldn't convert
are people that are using their IRA as an income right now that they need it to live on. They cannot convert. So if you need it for your food and your shelter, you just really have to leave it alone.
You would dilute the account too much by taking the owed taxes out, and it could impoverish you.
Yes.
So if you're in your 70s and you're taking that required minimum distribution out and you need to pay your bills with that required minimum distribution, then a Roth is probably not for you. It's still worth checking out, but maybe not going to be for you. If you're in your 50s and you don't have to worry about touching that IRA until you're 70 and a half, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, it would be a big foolish mistake not to make yourself tax-proof, and the idea is to convert prior to the next tax increase, and I say that's going to happen in a few short years from now.
You know, when people say, but I have to pay taxes, look how much money. You're going to pay it anyway. Right now, you're not going to pay as much as later. It's not your money to start with. So give it back so you can grow it and make it all your own.
You're giving back what you owe.
Right.
IRS has always been a partner with any IRA
right
account.
Right on your shoulder.
And the key thing is, even though IRS is a junior partner, they're the controlling partner because they say when your taxes are going to go up. And when IRS, which is a federal government agency, raises taxes, it will devalue every single retirement account in this country.
That's
Nick
true.
And Stephanie, who came through our Crash Proof system in 2012, came in. Nick had a tremendous IRA account that he thought was all his up until I pointed out to him in 2012. You should consider on converting, Nick. You should have a tax-free IRA. But when he found out the amount of taxes he was going to have to pull out of that IRA, when he found out it was going to be about 28% of his balance, Nick looked at me and he said, I worked all my years for that account. I looked right back at Nick while his wife, Stephanie, was looking on at us. And I said, Nick, it was never your account to begin with. You've always owed taxes on that account. You always had a partner called IRS. And unless you think taxes are getting cheaper, I would consider it. Nick shortly came back, converted in December of 2012. And as we all know, taxes went up in 2013. And when they did, Nick came in our office and he was thrilled. Here's what he has to say today.
Why this was the right move for us was we knew taxes were going to be going up. And with Phil and Joanne leading us through it and making the conversions of our traditional IRAs to the Roth, we really don't have to worry about taxes in the future. So if they do go up to 40%, 50%, 60%, we don't have to worry about that anymore. And my other main concern was I'm going to be 70 in a couple of years, and the required minimum distributions were just going to kill me and would just knock me into tax brackets that were just going to be much higher than anybody anticipates when they're accumulating their IRAs over the course of the years.
Yeah, it would be more a matter of all of our resources being depleted quickly, where now they can stay pretty stable and appreciate a little bit.
You're listening to Crash Proof Retirement Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. When you attend a Crash Proof educational event, you'll see us unveil the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System, expose the relationship between mainstream media and the stock market, administer the advisor trust test, and play exclusive interviews documenting why you need a market crash prevention plan. I want you to listen to the actual words of some of the thousands of people who attend our Crash Proof events every year and hear what they think. We'll start with a group of people who attended an event explaining what they learned from Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
David Brill from Bedminster, Pennsylvania. First off, I learned tonight that I want to look further into the Crash Proof Retirement Program. I need to do my homework, as I was taught. Stability is really what I desire. not the risk. I don't really need that anymore.
Hi, I'm John Slagowski. I'm from Newark, Delaware. Bill earned my trust because of a lot of things that he mentioned about the economy presently, where it is, where it has been. He also mentioned Babe Ruth and how Babe Ruth hadn't lost his investment, whereas if he had invested in the stock market, for example, which goes up and goes way down, and you can actually end up losing your principal. Whereas what Babe Ruth did is he had invested in insurance companies and they never go bankrupt.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, the Crash Proof Retirement Educational Event is truly a unique educational experience. You'll discover the safe alternatives outside of the securities industry utilized in the proprietary Crash Proof Retirement System that guarantee you never lose a penny of your principal and also guarantee you always move forward, documented with real statements by over 5,000 Crash Proof consumers. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement Educational Event happening on Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com.
I'm Phil Cannella. Remember the crash of 2008 when you lost over 40% of your investment accounts? Remember that promise you made to yourself that if you ever made some of that money back, you would get off the stock market roller coaster? Well, that time has come, and the time is now. Recently, you've regained some of those lost retirement savings, but you still haven't realized those gains because your money is still at risk. Don't forget the promise you made to yourself. Get your money out of stocks and bonds and the risk and fees of mutual funds. It's time. Keep that promise you made to yourself and your family. Crash proof your future.
Isn't it time to protect your retirement? Come to the next Crash Proof event, Tuesday, August 13th at 5 p.m. at Downingtown Country Club, 1-800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We are here with Joanne Small and Mr. Bob Bambara. Joanne, you've been my co-host for many, many years now, and I've seen you work endlessly day to day to empower women to get into their finances and to have them have a good well-being about their finances and take control. Why are you so passionate about these topics?
One of the main reasons, Phil, that I'm concerned about women and their finances in retirement is because, historically speaking, the men have always taken care of the finances. Whether you're married, or, you know, even if you're divorced or you've never been married, the focus has always been on the men and finances. And research has found that women need to understand their finances and need to take part in learning about their individual finances and what will happen to them when they are alone or if they are alone, how to handle the responsibility so they don't get hurt. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to interview Susanna DeBacca, the then vice president of wealth strategies at Ameriprise Financial. And Susanna and I discussed several topics, but we'll start by sharing her answer when I asked her about finance management in the home. I had asked Suzanne, what advice do you have for women who are depending on their husbands to manage the family finances, including their retirement savings? Here is Susanna DeBacca on the Crash Proof Retirement Show.
I've worked with male clients over the years who felt that by handling all of the family finances, they were protecting their wives and taking care of their wives. And the conversation I like to have is that the best way to protect your spouse is to make sure that that individual is involved in decision making and is aware of all the facts. So regardless of who is actually pulling the trigger or who's doing some of the day-to-day work, my opinion is that you're better off with both people involved in the finances and sharing some of those responsibilities so that both of your needs are represented and the well-being of the entire family is really optimized.
It's extremely important to be aware not only where you are saving, but how your savings are growing. Now, going back to our exclusive interview, I asked Susan DeBacca, Vice President of Wealth Strategies at Ameriprise Financial, how does longevity impact women in retirement? Here's her response.
Longevity is a very serious issue. Not only does it mean that if you're outliving your spouse who's been taking care of the money, you might have to assume those responsibilities, but it also means you need to make your money last longer and you need to have a plan for your own caregiving. Women tend to be the caregivers for their husbands, but if the husband's predeceased the wife, who's going to take care of us? Maybe it's our children, but it's very good to have a financial plan in place to make sure that you have the nursing home or long-term care that you need so that your children or whoever else is in your life at least have some resources and some alternatives.
I was able to ask Susanna DeBacca, what does a crash-proof retirement mean to her? Here's her definition.
A crash-proof retirement plan to me would mean that I have sufficient assets to even weather some ups and downs. It would mean that I have the right protection in place so that if unexpected things happened, I either had the insurance or other kind of risk management to cushion my assets or my income, and then the right legacy plan to make sure that I'm transferring those assets or maximizing my taxes in the best way.
Now, as you know, Joanne, each and every week we try to educate our listeners on the crash-proof retirement system. You and I know what it can do for the average American investor, and we know what it means to those who are already crash-proof with us. Here's just a few of our own crash-proof consumers explaining what crash-proof retirement has meant to them.
Charles Walter, New Jersey, Haddon Heights. Crash-proof retirement is a plan to keep your assets without losing your assets that you initially start with and increasing your assets per year with interest through the system. I do feel that my monies that I put in the crash-proof system is I'm gaining. I'm not losing. Where I would have been losing in the stock market, this fact that it goes up and down, and then it comes up. You may gain 1 year, but next year you lose. Phil and Joanne should continue doing what they're doing. Their system is worthwhile, and it is helping a lot of us with our finances, where other systems don't.
Hey, I'm Randy Morgel.
And I'm Valerie Morgel, and we're from Fountainville, Pennsylvania. Crash-proof retirement to me means security. It means honesty, being upfront and able to speak with people about our investments and knowing that they are secure. And I don't have to wonder if I will lose my money.
And crash-proof retirement to me, really, it's I sleep well. I get up in the morning wondering what it is that we're going to do next. We've traveled and we've enjoyed it, and we want to keep this ride going.
I always would say to Randy, if something happened in the stock market, do we have to worry? And there were times we had to worry. Since investing with crash-proof retirement, I've never said that. I've never said that to him, do we have to worry? Because I know it's secure, it's safe.
Hi, my name is Jer Schoenherr. We live in New Britain, Pennsylvania. Crash-proof retirement means we've never lost a penny of our money. We haven't. The information we've received and the ability to say, well, let's try this time, let's try that time. We've done it free and clear. We've never lost a penny. And that's the best thing I can say about it to anybody. You've got the ability to go out and do what you want to try and do, and it's all protected. I feel with the way the world is now and the way the economy is now, people can very easily make wrong decisions. I don't feel they would make a wrong decision to get involved with crash-proof retirement. I really don't. They have been upfront and honest with us, and we have been very, very satisfied since its inception.
Now, you too can be crash-proof, but you have to be proactive and take the first step. Get educated. Here's Mr. Bob Barber with the details on how you can register for the next crash-proof event near you.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Since becoming a crash-proof consumer, Louis Licio of Turnersville, New Jersey, can enjoy peace of mind in retirement, knowing that no matter what the stock market does, his savings are not subject to market volatility.
Crash-proof means peace of mind. I'm now retired. My only income right now is Social Security, and I don't have any fear of what my future is going to bring. I know there's going to be money there as I live out the rest of my years here. And if I don't make it, it'll be there for my wife. It's just the peace of mind that I have right now. It's non-describable to be able to sleep at nighttime, to hear about the stock market going up and down, the economy's doing this, the economy's doing that. I don't worry about that anymore, and I used to. Thank you. I can't say enough about you.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it's all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event happening on Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We sure do appreciate you tuning in today. We also have with us today Mr. Mark Schran. He has now joined the forces of Crash Proof Retirement. Mark has a very interesting background. He was in the automotive industry on the high end of things, and we'll let him speak for himself. And today we also have Rochelle Porteau. Rochelle, give us a little bit of an idea. You've been with us since 2014.
That's correct.
You came out of the woodwork, so to speak, when the Inquirer published on March 5th of 2017 a fake news article on Crash Proof Retirement. In fact, the name of the article was Myth or Miracle.
That's correct.
And I guess the Inquirer was trying to say myth, and I guess we had plenty of consumers coming out saying miracle. Now, you were there the original time when the Inquirer says you're not going to make more than 1% in these contracts in this system, that you have no access, that
right.
And that the only time you get double-digit returns is if you get guarantees the first year. Now, going on your fourth year with us.
Yes.
And you're here on a Saturday. Tell us why, and tell us how you've done over the past 4 years with Crash Proof.
Well, my actual annual review was in April, but things are going so well, I decided to open the second Crash Proof vehicle.
Oh.
And started that process. So today I'm here to make that happen, you know, basically sign the paperwork.
Now, when you open a second Crash Proof vehicle, we have Mr. Ross Phillips, who is our head analyst, and he's going to make sure that he feathers that into your system. There has to be some orchestration between that guaranteed instruments provisions and the current one that you have. So they're working in unison with one another. It's kind of like musical instruments. You don't want to have two violins playing two different songs. It wouldn't sound good. In fact, it would sound like they're tuning up.
That's right.
That's the whole thing about the Crash Proof system. Are there any fees?
No. Absolutely not.
You haven't gotten an invoice yet? You're behind.
Not at all.
You're behind.
Not at all.
There are no fees. So you have 100% of your money working for you?
Absolutely. And guaranteed principal. And that's what I love the best.
Now, why would you come in once a year for a review on your system?
Because I want to see if I can fine tune it, if there's anything I can do better.
So you have options once a year?
Oh, absolutely.
So you have these options?
All voluntary.
All voluntary, yes. Yep. And you're not charged for coming in for reviews.
No, not at all.
I just want people to know that. So when you come in, you sit with one of our review team members. Have you come in every year for reviews?
Absolutely have.
So this is your fourth visit?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And who did you sit with today?
I sat with Mark Schram.
And we just happened to have Mr. Mark Schram. Mark, give us a little background on yourself.
You and Joanne have been personal friends of mine for, I think, going on 10 years now. And you have always asked me to come and see what Crash Proof was all about. And I did. And it didn't take me long to decide I needed to go back to school, get my license, and come on the team. But I spent my whole career since out of college in the automotive industry. And then I went over to the private equity side where I managed process and culture.
Wow.
and try to take a business that maybe doesn't always have the best reputation and turn these dealerships into something that the owners of the company would be proud of.
But these are not just any dealerships. You're dealing with high-end dealerships.
That is correct. I represented BMW, Mercedes-Benz.
And they weren't small shops. They were mid-sized dealerships, which are...
Actually, the largest Mercedes-Benz stores in Pennsylvania and actually in the tri-state area.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
But, and you've done that for like 25 years?
Yeah, 28.
So you've made this transition at 40-something.
49, right? Yes.
Okay. How's the transition been for you? You sit with young lady like Rochelle Porto. You've been sitting with clients every single day now. What's your experience?
I absolutely love what I do. I have such pride.
Why?
Because we help people retire with peace of mind. They don't worry. Their money is safe. We grow it. Ross and his team, the information that they're able to deliver to me on a daily basis, I take that information and I explain it to our clients. And you and Joanne have personally coached me in how the system works, and I understand it. I learn more every day. And then I take that, and I have a client like Rochelle. We sat down, and she actually gave me the nicest compliment when we were doing her instrument today. And can you tell them what you said to me, Rochelle? Because it made my entire week.
Now, wait. You two folks met when?
Just back in April.
April. You came in for a review.
This last review. Okay. And I'm an educator by trade.
Oh, so that makes me think of something. Is this a sales pitch or an education here?
No.
What would be your synopsis of that?
I'm an educator by trade. And Mark, the way he explained it this year, I had said to him, and I guess I didn't say it to you personally, but it clicked. Like when I'm teaching and I see a kid's light bulb go on, it has to click. And his presentation and just reviewing my vehicle that I currently have said to me, this clicks. I want more.
Mark?
That's what I did.
She just gave you your new nickname, Click.
I'm the son of a teacher for 44 years. So I guess some of it must have rubbed off on me. And I happen to have the two best teachers I could ask for with Phil and Joanne.
Thank you for that, Mark. Well, everyone part of the Crash Proof family is, when you have two owners that believe in what they're doing and that are part of the same system that they're putting people into, well, then that is a family. That is one side. We're all in this together. And there's one thing that we'll all enjoy. God forbid that market cuts in half, as some of these most economists are calling for.
Brilliant minds.
We will be part of a special group where we've lost nothing. Right. And we will have such compassion for those that have. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. Rochelle Porto, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I want to make it clear to our listeners that Rochelle has never paid a fee, always has opened doors here to come in and let us help you make life-determining decisions. Joanne and I are not just in the financial world. We are retirement phase experts. I have done, and Joanne, many terminal illness counseling. We are well-rounded. We are very familiar with legal documents. Although we're not lawyers and we're not licensed lawyers, we've owned trust companies. Mm-hmm. We've put trust in place and power of attorneys and living wills. We are well-rounded when it comes to independent care or nursing home or assisted living. Being in the business of aging for some 43 years at peace for Joanne and I, we've become well-rounded. And that is one of the special little surprises that our clients are surprised to hear when they come in, because we are well-rounded and we can help folks in many different areas and not just their finances.
Well, we would like to thank you so much for listening to this edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we also want to thank all of the Crash Proof consumers who gave testimonials on this program, as they are helping to educate the everyday investor on how mainstream media is inaccurate when it comes to your finances. And you can take a look at all of the interviews and testimonials that you heard on today's show by visiting CrashProofRetirement.com. There you will find over 300 of the more than 5,000 crash-proof consumers who now have peace of mind in retirement. And we invite you to listen in again tomorrow to another edition of the one and only Crash-Proof Retirement Show at 1 p.m. following the sounds of Sinatra with the legendary Sid Mark, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Joanne?
As you get closer to retirement, your greatest commodity is time. You may have been young during the crashes of 01 and 08 to recover your losses then, but do you have the time and the ability to make back your money if and when another market crash comes? Protect your nest egg now, so when the market crashes again, your years of time won't go to waste. We invite you to attend one of our upcoming Crash Proof Retirement educational events. There's no cost, there's no obligation, just a crash proof education. And it's not too late to get crash proof. Start your education today by registering for an event at 1-800-722-9728 or visit crashproofretirement.com to register.
And that's good advice from our co-host, Joanne Small. Mr. Bob Imbera, thank you so much for coming this week, and I hope that we can get you in here next week again.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, it's not where you come from in life. It truly is where you end up and where you go. And it doesn't matter who you are. What matters is what you do. And it certainly is not about the worth in one's pocket, but the worth in one's soul. And Dad, you taught me that and more. I love you.
My name is Carolyn Seddon. I'm from Worcester, Pennsylvania. My message for Phil and Joanne is to thank them very much to go forward with this company. And they are so grateful for everything that they have and can do. And they show that to you personally because you see them every time you come in. This is a big deal. It's a big thing to do. And all I can say is through sales and management, I know the work that can be involved. And this is just an enormous thing. And I know for Phil, it does come from his heart, from his own family and seeing what he had been saw his family go through. This is what got him to make sure the people that have worked hard all their lives, that they can truly reap the benefits. It's just a win-win.